After Axe Handle Saturday, we asked Mayor Hayden Burns to appoint a biracial committee. We felt it imperative that whites and blacks sit and agree to agree or sit and agree to disagree, but at least sit and establish some honest and relevant lines of communication. Mayor Burns refused. As a segregationist, he reasoned that if he appointed a biracial committee, everyone would interpret his action as condoning integration. Mayor Burns' reasoning, or lack thereof, represented another example of the social and political philosophy of the white establishment of the city of Jacksonville. Various newspapers throughout the state of Florida, the NAACP, the Black Press, and attorney Earl M. Johnson took turns blaming Burns and his lack of leadership for the racial unrest in Jacksonville. They also severely criticized his decision not to appoint a biracial committee. Several out-of-town newspapers wrote editorials condemning the mayor's lack of action. The national media also joined the criticism of Mayor Burns. Even the governor of the state of Florida, Leroy Collins, had harsh words for the mayor's refusal to appoint a biracial committee. In response, Mayor Burns told Governor Collins to mind his own business. Ministers who were members of the White Jacksonville Ministerial Alliance and the Black Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance asked Mayor Burns to appoint a biracial committee. Mayor Burns refused their request to discuss the city's racial problems.